The Crush, 95.9 and 95.5, streaming at KRSH.com. That was Wilco, I Might. It is that time of the week for Ziggy the Wine Gal, Wine Wednesday. Good morning.
Good morning. It is Wine Wednesday. I am live and happy to be here in the Crush studio, the Bill Bowker studio. Thank you to Oliver's Markets for sponsoring Wine Wednesday for so many years now. I think from the very beginning. All the get-go. So Oliver's has four locations, and I love each and every one of them. There is nobody that supports local like Oliver's Markets, and Willoughby's Wine and Spirits is on board as a sponsor. They have two locations, Petaluma and downtown Santa Rosa. Well, I had a fabulous commute into the Crush station today, and that is the sound of a few wine glasses that I brought in last night at the 11th hour. I was trying to figure out how many wine glasses I needed to bring in this morning for the wines that I'm going to feature. It is a wonderful Wednesday. It's an Aquarius new moon today. The energy has already started off fabulous. And it's the end of January. Today's officially January 57th, I think. It's been one of those months where I just feel like, wow, is it? It's only the 10th of January. It's only the 11th of January. And so yesterday when I was thinking about wines to feature, I was thinking, wow, it's like January 57th, isn't it? I think everybody agrees. This month has gone pretty slow. And there's been no rain for the month of January so far. And you know what? That's my kind of dry January, just saying. Although we're supposed to get some in on Friday, so it's squeezing in at the end of the month, but we will see. And I've had such a great time this month featuring all of my Steal of a Deals. January's the month where I find extraordinary wines to feature that are really well priced and things that you might not know that are so affordable. So today is a magical day. We're going to take a virtual cruise up 101 over to Highway 128 to Mendocino's Anderson Valley. And I just love Anderson Valley. That's no secret. It's a beautiful wine region and is not as far away as you think. The first stop's going to be Hush Vineyards, Anderson Valley's first bonded winery. And this small boutique winery had my heart. It really did over 3.5 decades ago. Of course, even though I'm only 39, but it is the first winery that I stopped and paid visit to all those years ago, cruising through Anderson Valley, and absolutely fell in love with it. It's charming. It's beautiful. It's family owned, and now they're in their third generation, and they make 22 different wines. I mean, who makes 22 different wines? And it's hard to choose just one. It's hard to choose just one to feature today. And quite frankly, every wine that they make, I love, truly. And I don't say that about every winery, but every wine they make, I truly love. And all of their wines are actually pretty affordable, considering most of them are limited production. And I'm going to go out of January with a bang, I decided yesterday. So it's not about one. I have picked three wines. That's right, three different aromatic white wines. Stunners they are. And guess what? All three of these wines are under $15. What? For a small family winery to be doing three wines under $15, stunners they are, like I mentioned. And one retailer in Santa Rosa, I found all these wines at $14.99. Another retailer and grocer had them at $15.99. So if you want to know which retailer and grocers that I found them at, you're going to have to send me an email, ziggy@krsh.com. That's the teaser today. But we're going to start with the Savvy Sauvy Bee, the 2023 Hush Sauvignon Blanc from Mendocino. So Hush family began making Sauvignon Blanc in the 1980s, and this delicious bottle they call their house style, quote unquote. And you know what? I'm on board. It's zippy, zingy in a zenith wine. Gooseberries galore, kind of citrusy, pineapple, guava. It's just such a yummy wine. I kept thinking about Fresh Chev, fresh goat cheese. And Anderson Valley actually has Penny Royal that makes some of the best goat cheese in the world. And picking up a little container of their fresh Chev and having maybe a little bit of lemon marmalade on there and a little fresh baguette together with this Sauvignon Blanc from Hush. So delicious. Also, fresh oysters are on my mind, and fresh oysters would be fabulous with this Savibee. It is truly a terrific food wine. All right, next up. The very next wine is Chenin Blanc. When was the last time you actually opened up a bottle of Chenin Blanc? I love Chenin Blanc. Notoriously famous in the Loire Valley of France, Anderson Valley grows some stellar Chenin Blanc. So today I'd like to talk about the 2023 Hush Chenin Blanc from Mendocino. I got vibrant aromas, truly vibrant aromas that just jump out of the glass. Wonderful flavors. The acidity is refreshing. Imagine juicy, juicy pears, Meyer lemon zest, white peaches, golden apples. Oh, again, this is another terrific food wine, and that's what wine's all about, right? Gathering with your friends and having some delicious wine, having fabulous conversation. I kept thinking about making a risotto with my homemade Moroccan-style preserved lemons. I think that would be great with this wine. Also, ceviche is a great dish to have with this wine, and my favorite fish of all time is halibut, so I was dreaming of just juicy, fresh grilled halibut with this 2023 Hush Chenin Blanc from Mendocino. And I've had so much Chenin Blanc over the years, and this is terrific, but it also made me dream of going to the Loire Valley. So I have that on my wish list this year. I'm manifesting a trip to the Loire Valley. There you go. New moon in Aquarius, good time to manifest. All right, now the piece de resistance. Here we go. Ready? See, these wine glasses were very important this morning. The piece de resistance, the 2023 Hush Dry Gewürztraminer from Anderson Valley. I cannot even tell you how much I love, 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 love this wine. And it's a wine that I actually enjoy all year long because every time they come out with a new vintage, I go right for it. Limited production. But you can still get your paws on some. I mean, it is readily available, like I mentioned, at some retailers and grocers here in wine country. And, you know, of course, the winery will ship you the wine. So no matter where you're tuning into Wine Wednesday from, they can ship it to you, unless you're in Utah or Michigan. I think those are the two no-nos. But anyway, I digress just a little bit. So the Hush family has old vines of Gewürztraminer going back to 1968. Wowza. Now, this dry Gewürztraminer is decadent. It's delightful. It's dry. It's delicious. It's got classic, classic Gewürztraminer aromas of just like white flowers, white blossoms, some juicy lychee. Has a nice little spice. Like, think about fresh ginger. And a little hint of rose petal. I mean, this is a sexy, sexy wine. And with all three of these wines, quite frankly, and at their price point, I would stock up and get them by the caseful because they're great all year round, but especially right now. I got aromas and flavors of young pineapple, also some juicy Bosque pear, and some just absolutely gorgeous spice on the beginning and on the finish. I mean, and it's just lively and lovely. And this time of year, when it's a little bit cold outside, I love this dry Gewürztraminer with spicy foods. And who doesn't want a little spice in your life? Just spice your life up with some of this wine and something spicy. Like, think about Thai curries or Szechuan noodles. Or even Point Reyes Creamery has a new cheese out that is one of their classic blues with fennel seed in it. And that is delicious with this Gewürztraminer. Or how about some Indian vindaloo? Just this leans itself towards so many things. And actually, the other day, I made a fresh garden salad with some grapefruit segments, and it was terrific. So thinking about dry Gewürztraminer, only love for dry Gewürz. And if you haven't had a Gewürztraminer in a really long time, embrace this beautiful Alsatian-style dry Gewürz from Hush Winery. And, you know, I'm out of time here at Wine Wednesday, but I do have to mention that the Hush Chardonnay is a whole glass of yes. So that'll give you something else to look for. And if you're headed to the Mendocino Coast to Little River this weekend for their annual Crab Cake Cook-Off and Chipino Festival, make sure to stop by at Hush Winery in Philo in the Anderson Valley. It's totally right on the way. Or you can plan on visiting all of the great wineries in the Anderson Valley in a few weeks for their annual Winter White Wine Festival. I love this. That's happening during Valentine's / President's Day weekend. You can stop at Disco Ranch, Hush Winery, of course, Domaine Anderson, Penny Royal, pick up some of that Chev, Scharfenberger, Handley Estate, which I love, Brashley Winery, Navarro, and all the other great wineries at the annual Anderson Valley Winter White Wine Festival. And there's lots of information available about that online. Meanwhile, email me, Ziggy at krsh.com, if you want me to get you hip to where you can find these wines of the week. All three / oops, four of them. Cheers. Not a song that you hear on The Crush all the time. And it was the perfect song to wrap up Wine Wednesday with when you talk about three or / four wines of the week from Hush Winery. There's a kind of hush all over the world. Cheers.